Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd Qala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim Qala Isa ibn Maryam Allahumma Rabbana Anzil alayna ma'idatan minas sama' تكون لنا عيدا لأولنا وآخرنا وآية منك وارزقنا وأنت خير الرازقين وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لكل قوم عيد وهذا عيدنا صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم الله اكبر الله اكبر لا اله الا الله والله اكبر الله اكبر ولله الحمد respected brothers and sisters in islam all praise due to allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our creator sustainer nourisher cherisher giver and taker Everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody can harm and benefit until and unless it is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this world, this universe, and is running alone with his qudrat and power. He has no assistant. He has no assistant. He has no secretary to run or assist him in his plan, in his affairs. Whatever happens is through the command and kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way He wants, He runs this world. He is a solely owner and hakim of this universe. We cannot thank enough Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these bounties and favors and mercies and blessings He has bestowed upon us all the time. And especially granted us this holy month of Ramadan. My brothers and sisters, this holy month of Ramadan, which was only the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us to correct and rectify our sins, to fix our direction, to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this Ramadan, my brothers and sisters, as we all experience, it was unique Ramadan. We never had this kind of Ramadan in our past life. And very smoothly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the ability to fast. We did fasted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our fasting. We did the Taraweeh prayers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our Taraweeh prayers. And whatever ibadat, tilawat of the Quran, du'as, and zikrullah, whatever we have done during this holy month of Ramadan, may Allah accept through His mercy. We were not fit. We never did. We did not fulfill the right of this holy month of Ramadan. And we have committed a lot of sins, knowingly, unknowingly. We did not respect this holy month of Ramadan, it's supposed to be. We did not take care of this holy month of Ramadan as it's supposed to be. We have wasted lots of this blessed time in worldly things, in all other activities other than deen. But may Allah overlook all this, our faults, our shortcomings, and may Allah have mercy upon us. My brothers and sisters, although we all stay home, all other Ramadan, we used to work so hard, and we never had time to recite the Quran or do some extra ibadat. But this year, in this Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us enough time, ample time, so we could spend maximum time with our families, we can spend maximum time in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We did not work the whole month of Ramadan. We were sheltered at home. It was locked down. We were prevented and restricted to go out for the job and for the work. But yet, Allah is Razzaq. Without working, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has fed us in the whole month of Ramadan. And we ate better food and much more food than our regular days and normal days. This is the solely mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. it shows Allah is the Razzaq. Allah Ta'ala says, Inna Allah huwa Razzaq wa dhul quwwatil matin. Wa fis sama'i rizqukum ma tu'adun. Your risk and your sustenance, it is not in your jobs, is not in your shops, is not in your factories, is not in your farms. Rather, your risk is in the heaven. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distributes the sustenance and risk according to His wisdom, according to His plan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not deprive us His mercy and His blessings and His risk and sustenance during this month of Ramadan, although we did not work for it. Allah has provided us all this food. My brothers and sisters, every nation, every religion have some days of celebration. As Hazrat Shaykhul Islam Mufti Taqi Usmani Damat Barakatuhum has mentioned very beautifully, that all these religious people, they do celebrate their annual functions or annual celebrations or the day of Eid on the event which is already passed, in past. For example, Jewish people celebrate Hanukkah or whatever name it is. And that was the deliverance from the tyrant Firaun, Pharaoh and his army. When Hazrat Musa alayhi salam in Bani Israel safely, you know, could free from the tyranny of Firaun, that was the day they celebrated, they thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that became a day of celebration for the Jewish. Every year they do repeat the celebration on the same day, which is already passed thousands of years back. Likewise, Christians, they have set up the Christmas on the December 25th. But this Christmas, my brothers and sisters, they believe it is the birth of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, Jesus Christ. But according to historical event, it is not exactly the date of birth Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, you know, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam was born. It's totally wrong. There is no evidence for it. But still, they have decided from their side, and every year they keep on celebrating on that wrong date, on that wrong day. And that is the birth of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam or Jesus Christ. And it has happened once and it's passed already. Likewise, Hindus, they do celebrate Diwali. If you go back history to the Diwali, it was the coming back, returning of their Lord Rama and Lakshman and Sita from the 13 years of expel. They would expel from the kingdom for 13 years. They had to spend in the jungles. And they return back on this certain day. And that's why they welcome them, their gods. And they came back to the kingdom. And that's how they celebrate Diwali every year on that particular day. Likewise, if you study all these religions of the world, you will find something happened in past. And that's why they make a memorial day or event. And every year they are keep on celebrating. Is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen Islam for us to follow. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared in the Holy Quran, Inna deena inda Allah al-Islam. The best religion chosen and selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the religion of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in other place, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Whoever will choose and select other way, other than deen of Islam, is going to be doomed, is going to be lost, is going to be destroyed, and is not going to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So because Allah has chosen for us this beautiful deen of Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected one day for us. As it comes in the book of Ahadith, when our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has migrated from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinah al-Munawwarah, he found some local people, they were celebrating the annual festival. And they were celebrating, so Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the Ansar Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, why these people are celebrating? There was Nawroz or some day of celebration on the name of gods and goddesses. So Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum informed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that these people are celebrating because this is the holy day for them. This is the religious event for them. Rasulullah, and they were celebrating in the wrong way against of the teaching of Islam, kufr and shirk. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us better day than whatever day they were celebrating. Now our day which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for us is Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned لِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ عِيدٌ وَهَذَا عِيدُنَا. Because every qawm, every nation have day of celebration. And this is our day of celebration granted us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the wisdom and reason behind it? Because as I said, all other religious people, they are celebrating on some event took place in past. As we celebrate that we do something, we work hard, and then we deserve to celebrate. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us this Yawmul Fitr, Yawmul Itra, like in one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that لِلصَّائِمِ farhatan, farhatun inda fitrihi wa farhatun inda liqa'i rabbihi, or kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We whole month, 30 days, we sacrifice our food, our drink, and for 18 hours, 18, 19 hours, some of the countries, very hot days and long days, they stay away from the food and drink. And now after this sacrifice, after this struggle, after this great effort, now we deserve to celebrate. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is appreciating our sacrifice, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this beautiful day of celebration. So we have reason to celebrate, because we have done something in past. We have done something prior to this celebration, that we have fasted the whole month of Ramadan for the sake of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah, likewise, in Eid al-Adha, these are the only 2 days officially granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the religion of Islam to celebrate. Other than these 2 days, there is no other celebration. So one of the reasons of celebration of Eid al-Fitr is because we fasted the whole month of Ramadan and we try to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We stay awake whole night, I mean not whole night, but 20 rakat of Taraweeh, etc., Tahajjud Salat in Suhoor, etc. So this little sacrifice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates a lot, and that's why He becomes happy on us. He says, okay, I'm giving you one day to celebrate. Express your joy. Express your gratitude. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting this holy month of Ramadan, which is full of blessing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us this holy month of Ramadan to correct and rectify our mistakes. As I mentioned in my previous sermon, this is like purification of our body. Not only our body, there are so many scientific benefits now by keeping fast during the month of Ramadan. Scientific, we get the benefit of our body. Our body get benefit, that is one side. Physical benefits. But other than physical benefit, we focus on the spiritual benefit, ruhani faida. What we're getting ruhani and spiritual benefit is that because of this holy month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purifies our soul, our spirits, our minds. And once in a year, when we get this kind of cleaning and this kind of purification, our heart becomes clean, our mind becomes clean, is remain for next 11 years. I mean, next 11 months, we can continue, working and focusing on the ibadat and towards the akhirat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates it so much. Likewise, the Eid al-Adha, when the whole hujjaj of the world get together in the holy city of Makkah Mukarramah, and they go out from Makkah Mukarramah in Mina and Arafat, the biggest rukn of the Hajj is Wukuf Arafat, which happens on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, just day before celebration. Because we do celebrate Eid al-Adha on the 10th of Dhul Hijjah. And why we celebrate Eid al-Adha and we sacrifice the animals on the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because Hujjaj have done a great ibadah day before. On 9th of Arafah, 9th of Dhul Hijjah, Yawm al-Arafah, they all are gathered together in the Maidani Arafat, and that was the greatest achievement of the Hajj, the whole Hujjaj. So because of that work is done, that ibadah took place, that's why next morning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is allowing the whole Muslim world to celebrate. And that is the Eid al-Adha. So our celebration has very great wisdom and the reason behind it compared to all other religions. And this is the appreciation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, Man taraka shay'an lillahi. Man taraka shay'an lillahi. Awwadahu Allah khayrun minhu. That whoever leaves, sacrifice, little bit for the sake of Allah, little bit for the sake, shay'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him much better and much more than whatever he left. For example, we sacrifice these few hours of food and drink during the month of Ramadan. Look how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is appreciating on this day. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before Allah has created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he put forward this his plan and blueprint in front of the angels. And angels have objected initially. أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَا وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكُ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكُ قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that I want to create the new creation, so angels say, why Allah, you are creating the new creation? They're going to kill each other, they will, cause the chaos and they will, the bloodshed and all this happen. Why you create a new nation? We are here to worship you. We are here to glorify you. We are here to remember you all the time. You don't need to create another creation. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied to them, that inni alamu ma la ta'lamun, that I know what is the ability, what is the quality I have installed in this human being. If they come to decide to worship me and praise me, they will excel you people in ibadah. They will excel you people in worshipping. They will excel you people. They will be much better in worshipping and humbling themselves, and then you, O angels. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not keep in angels any kind of quality which they